I've played a little bit of Mutant Football League, and it felt so good to kill Bomb Shady. Plus, Nintendo and Sony have a lot to be happy now about with their sales numbers. Tonight is February 11th, 2018, and the Bobby Blackwell Show, featuring your calls and chat comments, is up next. So you would say, even if... Okay, I'll let you go. You talk. Wow, what happened to your voice? Thank you, Skype. So video games, that's what the show is about.
This is that one Akia Ripper from Sweden.
And what's with all the Halo hate, Bob? You've been hating on Halo a lot lately.
I just don't like shooters. I'm not saying it's a bad game, I just don't like it. Billy O.K. says he can't be seen in public playing games that aren't hardcore. What would people say? And what up, G and Chad is once again talking about wrestling. That's why. It's not because they hate the fans. It's more because they have to start from scratch.
Hogwash. Later.
From a little room in Atlanta, Georgia, Bobby Blackwolf.
I take 2 weeks off, and then Skype is like, no, you're not going to be able to connect to our servers. But I can still call out. I can still use Skype. I guess you just can't call me, and I can't receive messages. I guess that's not a bad thing. Hello, everybody, and welcome to apparently a half-Skypeless edition of the Bobby Blackwolf Show, where we discuss the current news affecting the video game industry, as well as sometimes reminisce about gaming's history. My name is Bobby Blackwolf. You're joining us live here on the Voice of Geeks Network at VogNetwork.com. Welcome. Head on over to our chat room, live.VogNetwork.com. I'll be trying to read intelligent comments from chat throughout the night, because apparently that's all I'm going to have tonight. Hopefully you guys got some smart things to say. I'll be there. And, if you're logged into the site, you can check in and, get some points and, loot and stuff. You're on the February leaderboard, just like Tiger Claw and Fifth Dream. They checked in at some point during the intro to the show. Very glad that you guys are here. Apparently, there is not much going on television tonight. If you're listening on the podcast feed, there will be a passphrase uttered some point during the show. You can put in that passphrase on the site and get the exact same amount of points and loot. A little bit later on, I am going to try to open the Skype line and the toll-free number, even though apparently it doesn't work. But the Skype line for future reference is Bobby Black will show that is all one word, toll-free. In North America, the number is 1-888-36-GAME-1, or you can comment on an episode over at VogNetwork.com. We'll see how it's going, if I can take calls. I know I can call out. It's kind of interesting about Skype, because, you know, if the British lady, so it's like my Skype is telling me it's stuck in connecting, right? I can actually call out. So yes, I'm stuck in connecting mode.
Welcome to Skype for testing service.
There's the Skype lady. So, Skype is half working and half not. So it's going to be fun tonight. So, there is, the Winter Olympics on television, but that's been going on all week. Remember, I could be an Olympic athlete. All I got to do is learn how to play curling. And maybe I could be an Olympic athlete. So it's been 2 weeks since I've been here, so I hope I didn't miss too much. But the first couple things I wanted to kind of mention some kind of quick hits. During the past 2 weeks, one of the things I did is, because we're consolidating and, I'm moving in with my fiance. We're getting married next month. And, trying to consolidate things I don't need. And there was a lot of stuff, DVDs I'm never going to watch again, and, games I'm not going to play, or in some sense games that are now available on Games with Gold, so I don't actually need the physical disc anymore. And I'm like, well, I'm going to, I don't want to, throw them away or anything, but I don't want them on my shelf, and I don't really need them in the house anymore. I'm trying to be better about that. So I'm going, it's a national chain, and it ain't the Evil G. But it might be in your area, might not. It's a place called Second and Charles, and we have one here in the Atlanta area, and it's right near where I used to live. So it's about 25 minutes or an hour drive away, thanks to traffic here. And it is, if you remember Media Play back in the 90s, if you had a Media Play where it was like, one part was video, or one part was movies, one part was music, one part was books, and the other part, I used to work there, it was called Hardlines. Was the actual name of the department. But that was video games, T-shirts, pot paraphernalia. Anything that wasn't a music, movie, or book went into the Hardlines department. And I worked there for a summer. So Second and Charles, imagine that, but with used stuff and some new stuff. So it's not just used, but you can basically take a lot of your stuff and you can trade it in for store credit or for cash, just like you can at the Evil G. And so I'm like, great. So I get like a box of like DVD movies that I'll never watch again, which I probably only got like 5 cents for on each one. But like some TV show box sets that I bought before we had a Netflix and a Hulu streaming service. Thinking, you know, I'm going to watch these again. I'm going to want to watch the first season of Lost again. I'm not going to want to watch that. So I took a bunch of stuff. And what they do is they take your bin back and then they give you a price of what they're going to take for everything. And then they give you back what either they got no offer for, or they make no offer for, or they are overstocked. They don't tell you what. Okay? They don't tell you why a certain thing, but I just thought it was hilarious. You know, if you follow my TV show, I actually bought both the first and second seasons of Lost for whatever reason. I don't know what I was thinking 10 years ago. They accepted the first season of Lost. They gave me back the second season. They're like, nobody wants to see the second season of Lost. So I now still have the second season of Lost on DVD. If you're interested, let me know. I'll mail it to you. But one of the things it handed back to me, because I'm guessing it was overstocked, but it makes it funnier to think that there was no offer on it. They gave me back Destiny for the PS4. You know, they're like, nobody wants this game. Nobody wants Destiny for the PS4. I just thought that was funny. They also handed me back, like, you know, great Xbox 360 games, that like Bioshock Infinite and Assassin's Creed 3 and games that I had on disc that were on Games with Gold. So now they're attached to my account and I don't need the disc anymore. They handed me those back as well. I think that's because of overstock. But I just thought it was funny that they gave me back Destiny for the PS4. They took all my other PS4 games. But they gave me back Destiny for the PS4. They also, for whatever reason, they did not accept my Xbox 360 Kinect games. You know, like Kinectimals. I tried to get rid of Kinectimals. They gave it back. Kinect Adventures, they gave it back to me. I'm never getting rid of those games, am I? Never getting rid of them. Dungeon Bus says, vanilla Destiny no one wants, but the complete version is good. That's the version I was giving them. It was the launch day Destiny that I bought on launch day because I bought into the hype. I'm like, this might be a first-person shooter I'll like. It wasn't. I didn't even make it to level 20. I think I'm at level 18. I mean, I still have it, so I could go back in, but I think everybody's playing Destiny 2 now. SJ Winner Matt says, we had a place in Arizona when I was in college called Bookman's that is very similar to this. I tried to sell all my Dragon Ball Z dub VHSs there, and they wouldn't take it because of VHS. I think this place will accept VHS. Like, they sell cassettes here at Second and Charles. They do have a decent vinyl selection, which is kind of nice. So, you know, it's a place to take vinyl. But I prefer, like, there's an independently owned record store that, like, participates in Record Store Day and all that stuff. So when I do my vinyl stuff, I do it with that locally owned business. But Second and Charles does have a decent vinyl selection, but they even have like music instruments. So you can buy like used guitars there and amps and stuff. So you could take a lot of stuff there, except apparently PS4 Destiny. That's apparently something you can't take back there. I even think they have Laserdiscs there, which is interesting because I've inherited my father's Laserdisc collection and the Laserdisc player, which I haven't hooked up yet. But I'm going to, because I have The Wizard on Laserdisc. I have Hackers on Laserdisc. You don't understand. This Laserdisc collection is epic. SJ Winter Matt said, I had to find a place that did take VHSs that eventually took them for like $250 a piece. Well, see, here's the fun thing about VHS, because I actually, one of the guys that runs the Southern Fried Gaming Expo, I got my Siege and my SFGE taken, you know, switched. One of the guys that runs the Southern Fried Gaming Expo, he is a VHS aficionado. Like, he loves VHS. He collects VHS. He's into that stuff. He also, like, collects arcade and pinball tables, and that's how he's in the Southern Fried Gaming Expo. But it's Preston from I think Game Junkies is their podcast. He talks about, you know, every week he's watching a different movie on VHS. And one of the things that they've, you know, run into is, you know, they stopped making blank VHS tapes. Like, nobody manufactures blank VHS tapes anymore. So they're actually, if you have, and I am not kidding, if you have, like, if you have in a box somewhere, like, blank VHS tapes, like, still in the shrink wrap that you never used, you might want to look at putting them on eBay. You're like, you're not going to make a killing off of them, but you might make back what you paid for them, because that's where people have to go to buy blank VHS tapes, and there are people that want blank VHS tapes. Nobody wants Betamax. Sorry, Dunch Buster. Nobody wants Betamax. But VHS, and so that might be why, like, they accept those movies, because then you can just, like, put a little piece of electrical tape over the do not record on this tape, and then suddenly you have a new VHS tape that you can write, put stuff on. So I wanted to share that I thought that they didn't even want Destiny. I mean, I kind of was okay with them giving me back the Kinect games. They also gave me back some, like, sports games from the Xbox. They didn't want those either. I was not surprised at that. I was surprised that they accepted Season 1 of Lost, but not Season 2. But I was very surprised that they gave me back Destiny. To register participation for this week's episode of the Bobby Blackwolf Show on VogNetwork.com, use the passphrase SHARE. Other really quick hits. Apparently, in the Square Enix camp, Kingdom Hearts 3, they released a new trailer at the D23 Japan Expo, the Disney Expo. Because in Japan, Disney actually does state that Kingdom Hearts exists. They don't like to state that in the U.S. parks as much, but in Japan, they do acknowledge that it exists. And apparently, spoiler alert, they added Monsters, Inc., so that's one of the new worlds. Not sure if Tron Legacy is going to be there or not. I mean, I like Tron from Kingdom Hearts 2. That was the one thing in Kingdom Hearts 2 I wanted most, was the Tron world. But they announced that Monsters, Inc. is another world. And then they actually said it's coming out this year. Now, do I believe them? No, I do not. But, man, that would be a great game to play in a home theater that I'm hopefully building soon. In 4K. Hopefully it's in 4K. It looks beautiful. It looks like it'd be great in 4K HDR. Now I'm getting on the resolution kick because I'm getting this. Like, I didn't care until, like, this month about resolution. But I don't believe them. My prediction right now, Kingdom Hearts 3 will come out in, like, March or April of 2019. I don't care that they said 2018 because they also said 2017. They might have even said 2016. So if you're interested, it's actually a neat trailer. It's Japanese and then dubbed, but unfortunately Goofy and Donald don't actually say much in the trailer, so you don't get to enjoy the Japanese voice acting of Donald and Goofy. And the plot obviously makes no sense. I am convinced that Kingdom Hearts is more convoluted than Metal Gear Solid. Don't at me. But I also don't believe it's going to come out in 2018. It'll be an early 2019 thing. So, and then the other thing, I made a prediction that was completely wrong way back when. Remember when the PlayStation 4 came out? We're talking about when it launched. It came out, it launched, and they had this platformer that was supposed to, you know, show off the power of the PlayStation 4, because each part of the guy you're controlling is its own object, and it's got its own independent movement and all this stuff. And it's a cutesy kids platformer. And I was like, I'm not getting it right now, because, you know, in a couple months, it's going to be the PlayStation Plus free game of the month. And so I did not purchase Knack when the PlayStation 4 came out, however many years ago, because I'm like, in six months, Knack will be a PlayStation Plus game of the month. I was half correct, because I said it was going to be within the first year. No. 4 years later, we now finally have Knack as the PlayStation Plus game of the month. So now you can download it and try it and say, hey, it might actually have been a good platformer. So finally... Knack, which I thought was going to be a PlayStation Plus game very quickly, it finally made it. Have you played it? I actually played it a little bit. You know, I made it through like the first couple levels before I had to go do something else. Dungeon Bus said, I didn't get Knack either. Maybe I should try it now. That's what a lot of people are now doing, because they're like, hey, I was waiting for it to be a PlayStation Plus game. 4 years. Tucklaw, so it's not that bad. I've done the tutorial, quote unquote, level. And it actually seemed like a pretty, you know, it's a decently fun platformer. It's tight controls and stuff, so it's not as like flighty as like a Little Big Planet, which is more of a 2D platformer. But no, it seemed pretty tight, and I'm not going to say much about the story. It's your traditional, you know, bad guys trying to steal. The bad guy is, you think, is a good guy, but they make it very clear in the first second he's actually a bad guy. But he acts like a good guy to help the good guy that is you. You traditional stuff. There's no subtlety in this thing. You should at least add it to your library. That's the nice thing that the PlayStation 4 does, is that it assumes you're not going to download these games immediately. So the button is actually add to library, and it adds to your library, and then it doesn't actually try to download to your system until you actually tell it, yes, no, I want to download this to my system. So there's no harm in just adding it to your library, and then your backlog will build like your Steam backlog does, and eventually your PS4 backlog will be much bigger than your Steam one, and then you can just completely cry all over everything. ActF says, Black Wolf beat the tutorial. It has a seal of approval. I did not die once. No, actually, I did die once, and I'm playing on easy. I do think I actually died once. Yes, I did. And it was actually after the tutorial. I died, like, in the second level, like, when you're actually, like, out of the little testing area and actually out in the field. So I didn't lose my smile yet. I had to do other things. So a game I bought that came out very recently on consoles, it's been out on PC in early access for a while, is Mutant Football League. And this is kind of an interesting story, because if we talked about this years ago. So and it's the original. I didn't write a lot of the stuff down, so I don't have his name. But it is the guy that was the designer of the original Mutant League Football, published by Electronic Arts on the Genesis back in 1994. Some of the same guys are working on it, and he wanted to bring it back. Now, this game is not Mutant League Football. It's Mutant Football League. Get it? It's different. He wanted to bring it back, and he actually put out a Kickstarter probably 5 or 6 years ago for bringing back Mutant Football League as an iOS game. Needless to say, this Kickstarter failed. And everybody's like, no, we don't want an iOS game. We don't want a mobile phone game. We want an actual console game. So, no, we are not giving you money for your crappy mobile game that's trying to cash in on the love of Mutant League Football on the Genesis. Michael Mendheim, thank you very much, Tiger Claw. That is the creator, and he worked on the original. He created the original for Electronic Arts, and he is behind this game. And he was like, and everybody's like, no, we do not want a crappy mobile game. And so he's like, well, okay, we did not get our Kickstarter. What do we do now? So what they did is they said, well, they actually want a actual playable game with a playable controller, not touch controls. What do we do? So they went and found other funding, and 4 or 5 years later, they came out with a early access version on PC, which was on Steam, and then it actually finally came out on the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 last month. So Mutant Football League, it's $20. So that's kind of the first thing to kind of come out with, is that if you pay the quote-unquote full price for it, it's $20. You might wait for a sale, and that's fine. But it is more of a direct parody of the NFL than the original Genesis game was, so much so they actually have to put on the splash screen that they have absolutely no ties to the National Football League or the National Football League Players Association, because just about every team is a parody of another team, of an actual team, and they even change the names or parody the name. So the New England Patriots, which I just threw up a little bit in my mouth saying those words, but they are the Nuked London Hatriots. Get it? Hate. with their quarterback Bomb Shady. And so it was kind of nice to take my Deadlanta Vultures with Ratty Ice and Julio Jones. Yeah, you see, it's very puns, and some of the puns are not that great. And basically, then you can go through, and where this game is a little different from Madden, it actually plays like Madden. It actually has like real football plays like Madden. The control scheme is a lot like Madden. So if you've played Madden, then you can probably jump into this. But there's hazards on the field. So if you've always like, oh, I'd watch football if there were landmines on the field. Well, guess what? There are landmines on the field, or some fields, depending on the home stadium. They have worms that come out and eat you if you get too close. Some have buzzsaws and stuff. And you can kill the other team members. So you basically can kill the quarterback. So I have killed Bomb Shady. And then he's out for the rest of the game. And then their second quarterback comes in. And it does neat things like if you kill all the running backs on the other team can no longer call any running plays. They're passing every play. And the way that you can kill them is there are late hits like there were in NFL Blitz and stuff like that. But you also have each team has dirty tricks. And so like for the Deadlanta Vultures, which play in the Dirty South Dome, which isn't a dome, but I'll get to that in a second. You know, the shotgun basically means the quarterback comes out, he pulls out a shotgun and can fire 7 shots at the defenders. And so then, you know, you kill them as you go through. If you do kill the ball carrier, they fumble the ball. So then you can pick up the ball and try to get into the end zone before they kill you. If they run out of all their quarterbacks, if you kill all their quarterbacks, the other team forfeits. So you could be losing the game, but if you kill all their quarterbacks, you win by forfeit. So that's kind of how that plays out. And like I said, there are dirty tricks. One of the dirty tricks you can do is you can bribe the ref. And if you bribe the ref and like the other team scores, the ref will call some really crappy, lame 10-yard penalty. And so the other team then has to kill the ref, which is another 15-yard penalty. So if like you're on defense and the other team's about to score, you bribe the ref with one of your dirty tricks on defense. You can only do it once a half. So you can't do these all the time. So you got to kind of figure out when in the half you're going to do it. You can bribe the ref, and then the other team, they get their touchdown call back, and then they have to spend another play to kill the ref. And so now they are like 35 yards back from where they started, and then they have to try to score again. And so there are, you know, and there are cut like interviews with the players and the refs and stuff, and they throw in a lot of jokes. The commentary is actually, and I can't remember this guy's name either, but it is the NBA Jam guy. Tiger Claw might actually mention the name of the person. But it is the actual Boom Shakalaka NBA Jam guy came in, and he does all the commentary. There are actually and then he's got some color commentators that aren't, you know, as famous, but they, you know, make jokes, and he makes jokes about them. Tom Kitzrow is the name. Tiger Claw and Dark Titsy are both with it. So it's actually, I mean, it's fun. It is definitely a $20 game. It's a lot better than a mobile version of the game. It doesn't have every NFL team represented, but it has about half of them. I think it's got like 18 teams in the game. But a lot of the stadiums, like they say, oh, each stadium is different. It's really not. Like a lot of the stadiums actually have the same model. They just have different effects around it. So like, you know, it's hot and humid in Atlanta, in Deadlanta, Georgia, which is where the Vultures play because I'm from Atlanta. But it's the same stadium up north, but it's white, and so it's got snow stuff. But it's the same like model, so that's kind of how they didn't have to render a whole bunch of stadiums for everything. There's a single player mode. There is online multiplayer or couch multiplayer. There is a season mode where in the season, if you can actually set it to if you get players killed. After each game, you can resurrect 3 players on your team. So, you know, you try not to get... Or you could set it to where players resurrect at the end of the game, but which is the way I'm doing my season right now. And then you try to get to the mutant pole. And they are apparently, for a free update, they are actually going to add, like, a dynasty mode where you can basically then, you know, bring in new players and trade and all that stuff. The season mode is basically just you play games. So it is kind of fun. Apparently, at the harder levels, which I'm not playing on, it's not as deep and robust. So some really, really heavy football aficionados aren't as much into this game. They're hoping that the developer changes some stuff and tunes it a little more. But I enjoyed it. It was a fun $20 purchase. The jokes haven't gotten too stale yet. I'm glad it's here because I don't play Madden all that much. And with NCAA football not being around because of the paying the players lawsuit and all that stuff, it's kind of nice to have a football game I can enjoy again. Rachel asks, is one of the dirty tricks available to use the ability to play with deflated balls? No, the dirty tricks, I think the announcers do have like a Deflategate joke. But no, the dirty tricks are basically one play thing. So it has to be actually for that play. So like there's berserk mode where one of your defenders gets really huge and like then, you know, just tears through everybody. I think one of the Patriots' dirty plays is kill the quarterback. So you actually, they just jump off sides and just basically try to just kill your quarterback. So it's more of a one play thing. Tiger Claw says, aren't the on the field hazards randomly generated? No. Each team has their own hazards. And it's basically so, and the good thing about that is that. When you're doing season mode, when you have home field, you know where all your hazards are, so you can avoid them. But you don't necessarily know where they are in the away teams unless you really learn them. But no, they're not randomly generated. They're in, and they even tell you when you go into the stadium, here's the hazards that are part of this stadium. And they're kind of tailored to the team and the story they're trying to tell. So it's $20. Obviously, it'll go on sale at some point if you don't want to pay $20 for it. But I actually kind of liked it for $20. It is kind of fun, but it's not like the deepest football game you've ever played. But it's got some good jokes. Even though we've been talking about, a lot of people are like, oh, you know, these companies are doing poorly and stuff like that. I'm going to share some positive news about some of the game consoles that are out right now. And I wanted to kind of share that some of the consoles that we thought were not going to be doing that well are actually doing really, really well. Or what some people on the internet think are failing, they're doing really well. TechCrunch reports that Nintendo has managed to sell so many of its Nintendo Switch consoles that it's becoming not only its own fastest-selling console, but also the fastest-selling in the U.S. ever, beating the record set by the Wii back during its launch. The Switch has sold over 4.8 million units in its first 10 months of availability, which beats out the Wii's 4 million sold during the same initial window. It also meets, it's probably outsold the Wii U. The success of the Switch is probably not surprising many people that actually pay attention. The console had a strong start state thanks to its flagship title, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which has been purchased by over 55% of Switch console owners. 55%. Of Switch console owners own Zelda. Also, Nintendo revealed that Super Mario Odyssey is on over 55% of Switch consoles. A lot of people love the first parties. And Mario Kart 8 Deluxe also has an ownership rate of more than 50%. Nintendo is looking good going into 2018 based on these numbers, and the overall performance of the Switch should quickly eclipse the lifetime sales of the Wii U, which never really struck a chord with consumers. The game lineup for the forthcoming year will be a big determining factor in terms of figuring out what kind of pace is maintained with continued console sales after the initial thrill of the Switch dies down a little. Breakman says, I knew the Switch was doing well, but not that well, I guess. And SJ Wonder Matt says, I guess that not having online issue really did deter people from buying it. I know, that was like... Everybody's like, oh, well, the Switch is doomed to fail because it doesn't have a robust online. It's doing pretty fine. It's doing just fine. And besides, we're getting Nintendo Online later this year. But Nintendo's not the only one that's happy with sales. CNET reports that Sony's PlayStation 3 sales stand at around 80 million, which means that its successor, the current-gen PlayStation 4, will soon surpass it. So the PS3 is at 80 million since it came out in 2006, or was it 5 or 6? I think it was 2005 because that's when the Xbox 360 came out. The Japanese electronic giant sold 9 million PlayStation 4 consoles from October through December, and it said on Friday on its latest quarterly earnings report, sales for the console were at 67.5 million as of September 30th, 2017. So you do the math, and they're up to 76.5 million consoles, PlayStation 4 consoles sold in just 4 years. The PlayStation 2 remains Sony's best-selling console with over 150 million units sold. These figures come days after Nintendo on Wednesday revealed the Switch, released last March, is up to 14.8 million in sales. Sales of Microsoft's Xbox One are estimated by VG Charts to be around 36 million. And also this does bring out, and because this happened, I think, 2 weeks ago, so I didn't get to talk about it, but Kaz Hirai stepping down as CEO, going to be chairman. He's stepping down April 1st, which is before the Kaz Hirai CEO Twitter account was stepping down sometime after E3, which is the parody account. SJ Winter Matt says, here's a question. Do you think that there are more gamers now than there were back when the Wii came out, or is it the mobile on-the-go nature of the Switch propelling the unit sold number, or both? I believe there are more gamers, and it's the mobile on-the-go nature. I think it struck a chord with people. And Tiger Claw says the April 1st date is a little suspect. No, it's not, because the April Fool's Day isn't exactly a thing in Japan, especially in Japanese corporate culture, and they're very rigid. They don't get to do as much fun stuff when you're a publicly traded company worldwide. So it's the April 1st date's not suspect at all. No, they would not discuss that on like an earnings call with investors and say, ha ha, just kidding, we're not changing the CEO. April Fools. No. Not especially because Sony's a Japanese company. They don't mess with that stuff. That's not something they mess with. But the PS4 is selling a lot. I wonder how much of that also is because, you know, people bought the PS4 and then now they're buying the PS4 Pro to get their 4K, like I am soon. Fifth Dream says, how long does a charge on a Switch last and can you plug it in when it's not in the dock? The answer to your first question is it depends on the game. Zelda is about 3 hours, but a less intensive game would be a lot more than that. And can you plug it in when it's not in the dock? Yes, you can plug any USB-C cable. So, like, if your phone is USB-C, you can actually use the same charger cable for your phone, plug it into the Switch, and it will charge the Switch. Not as fast as the one in the dock or with the AC adapter that comes with the dock, but it will charge it up. Tiger Claw says, I am sure the Kaz Hirai parody Twitter is not going away. And you say that, but there was actually that account actually made an announcement last year, breaking character, saying, you know, I've done almost all the jokes I can. I'm retiring this account in a year. It's not retiring it on April 1st. April 1st is the day the actual Kaz Hirai is stepping down as the actual CEO of actual Sony. The parody account, Kaz Hirai CEO, is going dark in after E3. And he announced that last year. So that's not suspect. He's basically like, I don't think I have any more stories to tell. I don't have any more jokes to tell. I'd like to go out on top. SJ100Matt says, do charge battery packs work well with the Switch or does it need more voltage? It will. The voltage determines how fast it charges, but I think it still works. Now, what you can't do, and I learned this the hard way, is you can't take the dock but use your phone's AC adapter, even though it's USB-C, to use the dock to push to the TV. You actually have to have the AC adapter that they provide, or an AC adapter at the voltage that they need, for the dock to work to push to a TV. But you can absolutely use it to just charge the Switch. But I haven't tried a charge battery pack. So we are going to take a quick music break. I am actually having some issues with Skype working, so we probably are not going to take any calls or anything. We are going to take a quick music break and then probably just jump straight into the OLR call. I apologize that we're not going to be able to get calls, but my Skype is acting up and I can only call out. Nobody can call in. So we're going to take a quick music break. You're participating with the Bobby Blackwell Show here on the Voice Geeks Network at VogNetwork.com.
This is Billy Mitchell, Video Game Player of the Century, and I'm participating with the Bobby Black Wolf Show.
Why? Video Games Player of the Century, Billy Mitchell, why? Were you cheating when you said you were listening to my... I mean, I... Why? MAME is... MAME. You were using MAME. Why? I'm guessing you were actually not also listening to the Bobby Blackwell Show. Was that a lie, too? Your score was as fake as your desire to participate with the Bobby Blackwell Show. If you want to leave a bumper... Don't be fake. Don't cheat. Don't use MAME. Well, unless you're actually telling people you're using MAME. But don't use MAME to cheat on Donkey Kong on VHS and go to the tape. I'm so disappointed in you, Video Game Player of the Century, Billy Mitchell. We had something. You even recognized me when we beat Video Game Player of the Century, Billy Mitchell. And yet you cheated in Donkey Kong. Even though I know you say you don't even know what MAME is. You don't know anything about the technical details of arcade games. That's a likely excuse. He didn't realize it was for MAME, he says. He thought it was original arcade hardware. But then there was another guy there who also cheated on Dragster on Atari 2600 who said, no, he's doing it right. And... They're just video game records. But why? Why Video Game Player of the Century, Billy Mitchell? Do I have to remove your bumper from the show? I mean, really, he's still the Video Game Player of that century because, like, they didn't have MAME when he did the Pac-Man. I'm just trying to, like, convince myself to keep his bumper in rotation because he's actually a nice guy sometimes. But why? Billy Mitchell. This is the part where I would take calls, but it's not exactly working. So I'm not going to be able to take calls. SJ Wonderman says, don't remove his bumper. I think he still has some top scores in something. He actually still has a top score in Donkey Kong. So basically, if you don't know what I'm talking about, because I'm not rehashing the story, the top score in Donkey Kong, they have analyzed the tape, or they've analyzed like the video of the tape, and they did like these, like they looked at frame by frame how the Donkey Kong board is shown, and an arcade Donkey Kong board builds, or an arcade Donkey Kong machine actually builds the board in a very specific way. Like it shows this first, and you have to look at like frame by frame at what shows up. But MAME shows that there's different versions of MAME show the board in a different way. And when they looked at his high score tape, they basically noticed that it is showing when it's building the board, it's building the board in the way that MAME builds it and not an actual arcade cabinet. And so they invalidated his scores. He still has a top score. There's a top score that's under a million. I think it's like 933,000 that he did at a gaming expo in front of people run by Twin Galaxies. So that score is still on the leaderboard. It's still one of the top scores, but it is not the top score. But Billy Mitchell also was, you know, I don't think we'll ever... There was no MAME in the 80s when he was the first person to get the perfect score in Pac-Man. So he still holds some title, but he's not the Donkey Kong champion. SJ Wonder Matt says he still has a number one score in Pac-Man, a number two score in Burger Time, and number three score in DK Jr. But Billy Mitchell, why? I bet he's never listened to the show, so I'm not too worried. So we are going to not take calls because Skype is being mean, and it's even like giving me pop-ups that I don't understand. But they are from Skype, so hopefully there's no malware. But we're going to try this. Coming up next... here on the Voice Geeks Network at VogNetwork.com is Orange Lounge Radio. It's three people out in Sacramento, California. They talk about games for much, much longer than I do. And we like to check in with them to see what's going on there. And even though, like Skype says, I have an internet connection problem, I bet they're there. So, Sacramento, are you guys there?
We are here, if you can hear us.
Yes. See, it sounds fine.
Yeah, everything looks normal to us.
Yeah, it's just I'm not online, so nobody can call. Nobody can send me messages. But yeah. I can talk to you.
You know, this is the good thing about running Windows XP is that I'll never have to worry about a forced Skype update again.
Yeah, so I have no problem updating Skype. I just didn't want to do it 5 minutes before the show.
No, which is a good idea because almost every time I've broken Skype for OLR, it was I'll update 5 minutes before the show.
Yeah. Okay, they're not much better with anything else either. I mean, I've been taking my old laptop to reinstall Windows 10 on it, and they're like, please enter the CD key. I'm like, what do you mean enter the CD key? You practically force this on there without my permission. I don't know what the CD key is. I go into my account, and it says that I have Windows 10 for that laptop, so what's the deal, yo?
Phantasm in chat's like, people still use Skype. I'm like, well, we haven't switched to Discord voice yet for this stuff.
I don't know how Discord voice would work because you have chat rooms there, and it would be too cluster-effy to let anybody join the live chat in progress. That might work a little better for Twitch streams, but for the more traditional type of one at a time, I mean, I guess somebody could speak up that they want to be on. You could pull them in, but that's that would be a lot, especially for you when you're just one guy.
Can you do, like, you know, phone calls too?
Not through Discord, as like I know, unless maybe there's a way you can call like a personal tag on there or something. But I don't know if I'm convinced that Discord is the replacement for this. I mean, Discord voice is great for, you know, Twitch and playing online games and really is a great replacement for the Nintendo app. But I'm not sure it's the best replacement for this.
Yeah, like MXC was like, you can call directly on Discord, but I don't know if you have to be friends. I know you can do that in Slack where you can call someone directly and have a private voice, but I don't know if that's the way in... unless you're friends on Discord. So we, Ray, yes. So short version, yes, we still use Skype, and I still have a toll-free number that literally nobody calls anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's the other big reason why a lot of us stayed on Skype is because it does have the whole like telephony end of things where you can use a regular phone to call in. But I think you're right. I don't think we've had a call into the number that we have for a very long time. So I think we're just going to probably pull the plug on it. I kind of even stopped pimping the number. Maybe I'll say the number once a show. But we really don't get it because now everybody's phone runs Skype.
Yeah. Well, and I keep it because technically the number that I give people, that's our company number.
Oh, well, that's important.
So that's where I get, like, I get actually voicemails and stuff, but it's like all business stuff.
Sure.
Did you know that our credit card processing, blah, 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 like we don't even have that. They just have our number. Like, did you know that credit card processing rates are going up and...
Wow.
Yeah.
How do we get the money we don't make?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what credit card processing? So what have I missed in the last 2 weeks?
Well, there was a big football game, but I think you were watching. No. In gaming, let's see, as far as the news goes. Well, okay, since I know you're a VR person and you're a music game person, surely you saw something about the new Space Channel 5 VR that they were promoting. Did you see anything about that?
A little bit, but not much.
It's different from, because they had like a demo, an interactive demo or something before, and I think that was Space Channel 5 Ookie Ookie Viewing Show was the name of that. Mm-hmm. This is now Space Channel 5 Arakata Dancing Show, and this was something that they were showing at the Nico Nico event over in Japan, and it's supposed to be spring 2018 for the Vive specifically. Okay. So kind of surprising it's not PlayStation 4 or anything. It's for the Vive, and this is going to be something where you will dance with the same poses as Ooh La La in order to, you know, charm the monsters and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and so, I should point out, I fixed my PlayStation VR problem.
Oh, really?
Because I was having, like, when I was trying to play Skyrim VR, I'm like, it's always drifting to the left. Everything's drifting, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And apparently, the trick is, for anybody out there that has PlayStation VR, who maybe has a problem with, like, everything kind of drifting to the left.
Let's go on.
So, what they don't tell you in the docs, and I looked... is, you know, like you have that button on the side of the PlayStation VR that turns it on, right? You need to have the PlayStation VR sitting on a flat surface, then you turn it on, and then you let it sit there for 30 seconds. Because it's the calibration.
So you have to leave it on a flat surface.
Harris
while
is in there calibrating, and we just haven't given him enough time.
Yeah, so I leave it there for 30 seconds, because I actually finally got from Gamefly Gran Turismo Sport, which does exist. Gran Turismo 5 still doesn't, or 4, or whatever it is. I wanted to try the VR mode, but it kept drifting to the left, and I finally found the right Reddit post. It's like, no, you're supposed to like leave it on a table for 30 seconds while it calibrates everything. And sure enough, because I always put it on my head and then turned it on. But sure enough, it stopped drifting when I would turn it on like that.
Interesting.
I'll have to give it a try.
There's something to that.
So try that, and then, because like then I was like, oh, now I can play PlayStation 4 VR and it's not frustrating anymore.
I noticed Tiger Claw in chat is talking about VR with the Winter Olympics. I know that's the programming we're up against tonight, but you could spoil it all for yourself because it all happened like 12 hours ago. It ain't live because of the time difference with Korea.
Because we know people, you know, like to watch Olympics, so to get that authentic Olympic feeling, we're gonna have CBS talking over our show at the same time.
That's
as
right.
That'll be a good April Fool's joke. Hang on to that one. But anyway, I was going to say, you know, I know Olympic events are a lot of the times we kind of see a lot of new technologies in broadcasting and so forth. Like, I feel like the Olympics are probably one of the first thing that was ever in HD.
Like the Olympics or the World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually, you know, the big sporting event and probably 4K as well. So I don't know if you've tried any of the VR stuff, but what do you think about the VR stuff being used for the Olympics? Is this a good sign that, you know, VR is much more than a fad?
Well, they always tried the stuff, but it's still just 360 videos. So it's, you know, I want to see like how they actually do it. And I actually did, like, because I've on Gear VR, they've got that app and stuff. So I need to like try to figure out where that app is. But I mean, hopefully, depending on how many people actually use it. I do know I have seen more and more people embracing VR. Like, I had a friend on Facebook who just got PlayStation VR themselves, and it was, you know, they were blown away by it. So I think it is getting a little bit more mainstream acceptance, and obviously stuff like this from NBC will help.
Awesome. Yeah, I still don't have a VR headset in my house. Well, I take that back, because we have the little Gear VR, but that's right. You know, that's kind of, you know,
well, that Gear VR that you have has that Olympic app.
Then maybe I should check that out.
Yeah, because Alan got the new one with the Samsung S8.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know his phone.
Yeah. I think it was. Yeah, but I think we have the same one. Yeah, no, the Olympic app is on that.
Okay, I'll make him check that out.
So what else are you guys going to be talking about tonight?
We're going to talk about some changes over on Twitch that are a little bit controversial. We'll also talk about very interesting new platform potentially for Crash Bandicoot. It may not be synonymous with Sony anymore, but then again, things got taken down. Is that some smoke and mirrors? We'll see. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And one more Nintendo. You can soon use those gold points for something really useful, like more Switch stuff. And that's all coming in the next month.
And E3 public tickets go on sale tomorrow.
They sure do. Have fun and good luck to everybody who's trying to get a ticket. And I hope you all have fun at the show.
May luck be ever in your favor.
Orange Lounge Radio is up next. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
So that is it for me. I will be back next Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Voice Geeks Network at VogNetwork.com, so you can catch us live and interact with the show directly. Leave me a voicemail on any topic or leave a bumper if you've seen the show on the toll-free number 1-888-36-GAME-1. You can email me an MP3 to bumpers@BobbyBlackWolf.com. I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/BobbyBlackWolf, or Twitter @BobbyBlackWolf, or you can submit feedback on the episode pages at VogNetwork.com. Hey, if you like the show, tell a friend. If you hate the show, tell an enemy. I don't care. Just tell someone. The show is not for everybody, but it may be for somebody who does not know about it yet. But we would not be able to make the live show work without the help of the wonderful chatters. So thank you very much, Dark Tetsuya, DC Nate, Ronma, Rob Roberts, VHJ6V, Burr, Doomplay, Tigerclaw, Loki, Act Eft, Bull, Brad from Geekspin, Dungeon Buster, Eswat, Fantaz, Fifth Dream, Fluke, JD, Kaijudo, Kazin, Mallory, Matt Cube, Matt Fox, MXC, Orange Wright, Raginator, Spiffy, SJ Wonder Matt, The Bestest Man, and The Rob D. That's a name we haven't said in a while. So that's it for me. I will be back next week, hopefully with Skype working, and we can chat about more video games. So come see us then. Remember, Hallmark holiday is this Wednesday. Don't mess it up. See ya.
A winner is you. The views and opinions expressed are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and are not necessarily the opinions of
the VOG Network, people who need to hire new voiceover guys,
or your mom. Although if Bobby said it, it really should be. This has been a production of Bobby Blackwolf Studios.